Well, let me start by introducing myself. My name's Jason. I live at 2115 Kings Chapel Road, and I'm here tonight to try to be as brief as I can to talk about the Kentucky Wellness Center that's moved in. We have some concerns about it. There's a lot of residents that have concerns about it. Some of them are here tonight and some of them aren't. But I'm going to try to express myself as eloquently as I can and as quickly as I can. We have tried to find out what the licensure status is. We feel like that they've come in kind of quietly and built this program out. We've had no less than 23 cars a day coming up and down the drive onto our property. Our neighbors have had them on their property. Some of it is misdirection and not know where to go. There's no signage. Some of it is people walking around on other people's property, and that was happening today. We obviously want to make sure that they're being held to the letter of the law. They're going to be treating stuff. On their website, it says stuff as severe as schizophrenia, dissociative disorders. It's not what I would consider light acuity. Some pretty serious stuff. And if that stuff's going to be, it's a landlocked facility or a landlocked piece of property. And I know probably most of you guys know where it's at. You use an easement to get to it. We're not set up for that kind of traffic there. They don't have fencing. So we just need to be clear about what's going on there. If the people that are coming in are being screened, are they treating violent criminals, sexual offenders? I have two children that play in that creek. Y'all know where that creek is. So I moved here 6 years ago, and that was my dream home. I left a small community that grew out of control. My family started off as farming in that community, came from agriculture, and that community grew into something I didn't recognize. And I don't want that to happen here. I love our community. I love our property. But I see it changing very rapidly. And it's a baby step. Because what happens now, the precedence has been set to have a mental health facility among single family home and agricultural community. I know we don't have zoning, but there's some morality to it. And listen, I'm all for trying to help people. But this is a situation that has to be taken seriously. I'd like some reassurances and remedies for the community that, you know, this is public. It just got broadcasted on the radio just this week, and they've been there for 2 months, at least 2 months. I don't know that they've come to anybody in an official capacity and said, is this appropriate for this area? I don't know what the requirements are in that regard, but I'm just coming tonight as a concerned community member. Okay. I want it looked into. Make sure that they're being held to the letter of the law. Okay. They're here. They have property rights. I don't know that there's that much we can do about that, but we can dang sure make sure that they're held to account to the law. Okay, and all the licenses are in place, and then we're protecting our children and our community. These people are from California. They don't have buy-in here in this community except money. With that being said, that's probably my 3 minutes.
well said, Mr. Hillman. And let me just let you know, kind of from our perspective, the initial information we received probably was 2 weeks ago now,
yes,
Lucy.
Sir.
2 weeks ago, that there was some a new owner, and there was no official capacity that they came to my office to talk or discuss anything about being in the community. There was nothing with the health department. There was nothing that they did except buy the property and begin the process of advertising. So we have reached out to the health department. They have paid a visit, I think, this week. I think the initial visit showed that there was some concern and some issues from a standpoint of the health department sort of things.
Yes, sir.
We also have some individuals and in the area who have expressed concern from the Inspector General's office what there might be in the way of, as you mentioned, the laws that would dictate having a facility like that in that setting. And we are very concerned that there needs to be some consideration for the landowners, property owners, residents who are closely associated in that area. So this office will be sending a letter as well to the Inspector General's office, asking for just a review of the laws, regulations stipulated by the state of Kentucky for facilities like that across the Commonwealth.
Well, thank you for that. I will let you know, I did talk to Walker Thomas this morning and submitted a complaint. I'm going to be meeting with him later in the week to talk about the situation. Once again, I don't know that there's anything that we can do now that they're property owners, but we can surely hold them to the account, you know, the law, letter of the law. And the big thing is making sure the licenses are in place and that they're screening who's coming
sure.
in.
Sure, yeah.
You know, to have children that are playing within, you know, 300 foot of a mental health facility is concerning. You know, there are maybe not laws and ordinances here because I couldn't find it on the books anywhere. But a lot of these people, it's common knowledge that they have a high incidence of violent behaviors. This is you know, I don't need to have a whole bunch of data. That's common sense. But the other thing is that a lot of anybody who has a sexual offense conviction has to be within 1,000 foot of a bus stop. We have bus stops all up and down King's Chapel. A church, a school, you know. This just was not a very good location for them to choose, in my personal opinion. It was just awful. But it is what it is, and I would ask that you guys please help us remedy and get some assurances for safety.
Any other magistrates want to make comment on that?
As just a lowly magistrate, I really feel your concerns. And if I was a homeowner adjacent to that, I'd feel them even more. You did a great job presenting your case. And I feel like I know what's going on in this community. I'm pretty involved. And I did not know anything about this till about a week ago. I've never seen anything come in as quiet as this came in.
They spotted out.
And it's just...
My wife and I have done a lot of research on it. Obviously, we're super concerned with young children. And if I'm very honest with you, I feel like that we were sought out because of maybe lack of zoning and stuff like that. They're looking for a community that doesn't have a lot of legal recourse. And I hate that's how I feel, but I do feel that.
That's another story historically, too, because we had several meetings about that in the past. I can tell you about sometimes, but
yes,
but I, as a, just a magistrate, I mean, I think we should do everything we can do, working with the sheriff's department, the health department, and everything to protect the citizens that live around there.
Well, I sure appreciate that, and I thank you for my family.
We just have to look at it like it's us that lives there, you know, and what we feel like.
So. Yes, sir.
So I do, and I guess I can make this public comment. So I had another neighbor, David Henry. This property backs directly up to his, and even today he had issues with people on his property that did not have permission and were removing things from his property today. So he wanted me to read something for him.
I suppose
that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's my concern about the new wellness facility opening in our community that we as a small town community may have been focused on because of our relaxed restrictions in the county, which until now I valued and cherished. It's also my concern that this place has been quietly 4 months been going through a facelift without anyone knowing what was unfolding. There's so many unanswered questions and concerns about permitting, licensing, safety measures. I've made my home there. I made my home for my grandkids one day to run and play in the same fields and creeks as I did as a kid without worrying about someone who's, at the moment, maybe going through some very serious mental health issues. My mother, who lives up the hill from me, is 74 years old, and this is affecting her mental health and causing great stress on all of us as a family. There needs to be restrictions on a place like this, and there needs to be someone that keeps eyes on this. People do not need to be naive. What and where is next? There may be something coming to your front door next time, something worse. something you do not want your kids, grandchildren, or family to have to suffer from. I truly mean it. I want people to get the help they want and need, but I do not want to lay in my bed at night wondering what may be outside my window. Just today, I looked outside my window and see a couple of guys carrying my things across my property, and when I asked them where they were going, they were told to go pick up bottles, glass shards, and anything that could cause someone harm to themselves or others. This is very concerning to me. Also, not one person has reached out to me that has anything to do with this until the news of its existence broke. Now it seems they are doing all they can to meet with me to talk. It's damage control. Once again, do not be naive. They have done their homework. They preyed on our community, and they have spent a ton of money on this place already. So that's another neighbor's comments. And then if, do you want me to go?
Go right ahead.
Okay, while we're on it. So I personally, from the seat that I sit in, have some concerns as well. And that is the legitimacy of this business. And so I just want to show you a few things from their website as a court. So these are the locations that they say that they serve, and you can see that it's Louisville, Lexington, Kentucky, Bowling Green, Memphis, St. Louis. And every time you click on one, it has a map that leads straight to Katy's, Kentucky, from that location to 2087 Kings Chapel Road. It's wonderful. I want people that need help to get help. However, these are not locations served. The location served is right here in Katy's in Trigg County. So that's one concern. My other concern is that they have this symbol on their website in multiple places. So this is the Joint Commission for National Quality Approval. And you can see right here on the front page, it's right dead in center. However, according to the Joint Commission for National Quality Approval on their jointcommission.org website, there are only three facilities in Kentucky that have this approval. One in Hopkinsville, that's Cumberland Hall, one in Lexington, and one in Elizabethtown. The Kentucky Wellness Center is not one of those facilities that has this designation. Therefore, this, all over their website, is a lie. And the second thing is this number right here. That's 1,200 patients served. The facility is not even open yet, and they are claiming to have served 1,200 patients. That's another lie right off the bat from their direct website. One of my other issues is that on their website, when it asks, who do you treat and what is your patient population, it says people whose mental health symptoms significantly interfere with daily functioning, safety, or quality of life. And as a court, my number one concern is always the safety of our citizens in our community. That is our number one priority. And if on their website they are concerned about the safety of the people that they are trying to treat, we should be too. And so another question that's come up pretty regularly is treatment voluntary? Can I leave if I want to? And according to their website, treatment at Kentucky Wellness Center is voluntary for adults. We strongly encourage clients to give the program a genuine chance. Early discomfort often transforms into meaningful progress, but you maintain the right to leave. My concern with that is just like David's. If you have a patient who is in the middle of a schizophrenic episode and they decide at 1 o'clock in the morning that they want to leave, there's nothing there to stop them. And in fact, they go as far on their website, and I don't think I printed that off, when they talk about their safety and privacy. At this point, they do not have plans to have a safety officer on staff. They're not gated, they're not fenced. If someone were to walk off the property and next to the neighbors, there's nothing there to stop them. So that's a concern. My next concern, I'm sorry, Stan, that they claim to have an expert clinical team with board certified psychiatrists and licensed therapists. However, in all of their website, there are these gold links where you can click and go to anything on their website except for meet the team and the virtual tour. So even though they claim to have an expert team, you cannot see who the team is and what services they are providing. You also cannot see the inside of the facility and learn anything about its current state. The only provider that is on staff is Ms. Lori Humphreys. As far as I can tell from her Facebook and her LinkedIn, Ms. Lori Humphreys lives in Nebo, Kentucky, as a clinical social work and therapist. I have legitimate concerns about this part of it. My other concern is, according to the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services Office of the Inspector General, there are 9 licensed facilities in Trigg County. Not one of them is the Kentucky Wellness Center. According to the Department of Housing, Buildings, and Construction, this needs to be inspected and approved in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act or ADA compliance. There is no proof on their website that they have passed such certification. Third big concern is who actually owns this company. So when you look at the Secretary of State, any LLC is required to show certification with the state. So this company, Kentucky Wellness Center LLC, originally registered as Kentucky Mental Health LLC, and the street address of the entity's registered office in Kentucky is 212 North 2nd Street, Suite 100, Richmond, Kentucky, 40475. The problem with that is that at this address in Richmond, there is no Northwest Registered Agent LLC, as is on their article of organization. The other company on the articles of organization is Silverado Management Group LLC. Silverado Management Group, located in California, has 2 groups that they manage: Revival Mental Health LLC, and that's in Newport Beach, California, and California Mental Health LLC, which is in Sacramento, California. Nothing in Kentucky. So when you dig further on this, the Northwest Registered Agent LLC is actually from Sheridan, Wyoming. Northwest Registered Agent LLC is a foreign limited liability company registered in 2008 in Sheridan, Wyoming. And again, the problem is when you look at their registered address, said company is not at this registered address. So my question is, who is in our community? And I am not trying to be a tinfoil hat. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I want to know who my new neighbor is. And at this point, if I am anything, I am protective of this community. And my mama bear instincts are in rare form. This company has a lot to prove to me, to prove that they are legitimate, that they are going to follow the rules, and they are going to be a good neighbor. So.
Well,
sorry, guys.
Do we have a case that they have filed for their application for that under false pretenses if they have not done all the things they've said they've done and all their stuff is not in order?
According to the Office of Inspector General, they are not even in pending status at this point. So.
Well, we'll let our counselor, he can soak in on that and what?
I'm sorry, Randy.
That's a lot to digest, I know, Randy, but thanks for the information and the background work on that.
That's all I know.
Great job.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.